toast and hot sports opinions baked fresh daily. Donovan Miller, tomorrow morning at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:53. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We have reached that juncture in the presentation when it's time to stop down.
Entertainment.
For a little bit of...
entertainment news for you.
This is brought to you by Budweiser and the Metropolitan Downtown Tavern. So, let's maybe get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen Room and let's say hello. To the most abrasive...
Snake.
Over-the-top radio personality.
Snake.
Very excited about all the Oklahoma players drafted yesterday. A very, very good day for him. Here's Cobra.
Oh, my God.
Do y'all remember that song?
No.
That's fun.
What's that, the original Do the Snake Dance?
Oh, no.
It's a lot of fun.
All right, somewhere up in Canada, it's north of Texas, but south of Nebraska, they had a hockey game up there against some Canadian national team and an American national team. So, of course, they have the Canadian national anthem, which they have to sing, and then the American national anthem. So the girl who's supposed to sing the American national anthem gets up there, butchers line number 2, which we don't have audio of that. They haven't released that yet. So she gets booed. She gets embarrassed. She walks off the ice. She comes,
didn't finish?
No. She comes back to try it again. And she tries it again, screws up again, like the third line or fourth line. Then she goes back. She gets booed off the ice. She goes back to get the lyric sheet. And so this all takes about 20 seconds. When she screws up, she walks back through the bench, through all the hockey players, grabs her lyric sheet, comes back out on the ice. Well, in the meantime, the people in charge of the PR department or whatever, you know, when someone's standing on the ice, either playing an instrument or singing, there's a little piece of carpet they lay down so they don't fall on the ice. Well, the PR department thought she was done, so they take off the carpet. And so she walks back out with her lyric sheet, takes one step on the ice, falls flat on her ass.
Well, no, the carpet... No, the carpet was still there. It flew out from under.
No, it wasn't cartoony like that.
No.
That's what I heard.
No, the carpet was
there.
That's
what they said on the morning show.
The carpet was there.
No, I saw the video.
What, that the carpet was there? I just saw the video a few minutes ago, and you can see a piece of that red industrial-type carpet that flew out when she was there.
All right, we'll look at it here, and we'll look at it here in the break. It is such high comedy. You can hear, after she screws up the second time, you can hear her head hit the back of the bench.
Ooh, well, that's not good.
No, it's horrible. And then she gets back up, and she's obviously just, her life is ruined from here on out. So here it is. No, into the numbers, Bruce, is what I was yelling at you.
7-6, go up one.
I think it's number 69.
Not in there.
Oh, my
God. Dude, I just loaded it.
Never happens to anybody but us.
Nothing in it.
Refresh?
Already have.
Nothing?
Panic. It's in Prod A.
Try 69, groups.
Danny, go in there. I just loaded it in there.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I just loaded it. Just go in there and see if it's in
there. Hey, it says Anthem screw up, but there's zeros. It's
told
like
you.
Nothing was recorded.
Yeah, somebody recorded over it.
Already?
It was Barb.
Or nothing was loaded in.
Or maybe it wasn't saved in there. Go save it in there, Danny.
Oh, for the love of crap. Can you do another story while I'm gone?
Yeah,
why does this only happen to us?
Because we suck.
The hard line.
Elton John is engaged, and he will be married as soon as gay marriages are allowed in England.
When's that going to be?
They plan to wed
tonight?
A civil ceremony in England after gay civil partnerships become legal on December 5th.
I'm a queer.
He and his partner have been together for 11 years. And by the way, this is a handsome man that Elton John is marrying.
Oh, well, you know what?
Do you think that he'd be dating some hag, though?
Well, no matter how hot that guy is, No matter what a great body he is, Elton's got to be tired of screwing him or getting screwed by him.
I
got to be.
I don't know if gay people are like that.
Same principle.
Would you like to hear that national anthem audio, Corby?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Okay.
Somebody screwed it up.
Who did?
Elton John.
I think Rob Chickering did.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was in there mewing around.
Well, that certainly takes the starch out of E! News, doesn't it?
It's kind of reminiscent of this morning.
Is it really not?
I swear to God. I went in there and there's nothing in there. It's all labeled and everything, but it's zero time and nothing plays.
Well, good for Elton John.
I'm getting that for Community Quick Hits. That'll be there in 30 minutes. Yeah, so he's going to... Now, who was he married to initially?
Some chick. Some girl.
Yeah, but wasn't she famous? Was she a singer? It wasn't Kiki D, was it?
No,
Frito Chili Pie.
I doubt Frito would marry a man. Although he might.
I
think Frito's kind of like the Chris Cooper character on American Beauty. I think Frito's secretly gay.
So homophobic that he's gay?
Yeah.
I think this woman was a Euro of some sort.
That he initially married?
Yeah.
Now, back then when he married her, did everybody know he was gay?
No.
So he kept that?
Well, it was suspected. But everybody was going, see, this proves he's not.
He got him a beard.
Oh, did he ever? The number one film in America is something that I will go see. The Interpreter.
Isn't this a little early in E! News to be checking the charts?
No, because
Do we have that little today?
No, we do. We actually have quite a bit, but...
Okay.
Struggling. This is a film that I'm way interested in. This is the Sean Penn, Nicole Kidman vehicle that's directed by Sidney Pollack.
Isn't he dead?
No?
Why
are you asking that?
This has not been getting good reviews.
The Interpreter?
Not really. A lot of people using the word disappointing.
Who's the guy that was in Eyes Wide Shut then?
Sidney Pollack. No, he's not dead. He just directed this movie. Why'd you think he was dead?
Screw me.
Are you thinking of Sidney
Lumet?
No.
He's not dead either, is he?
I think
Didn't he just win an award at the Oscars?
Yeah, I think he was at the Oscars, wasn't he?
Oh, okay, screw me. Sydney, Australia?
Oscar. Guess we might as well just get out of the way and let the snake do his business here, Grego.
Is this the worst E! News ever?
Ever in the history of mankind.
Well, if it is, I know I've contributed to it, but so have you.
Oh, I know. Well, I think I have.
Oh, there's no question you have.
Snake.
Contributed to what? The worst E! News ever?
Right.
Well, who am I thinking of? The guy that directed Eyes Wide Shut died.
Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my.
But Sidney Pollack was in the movie.
Oh, he was?
Senior
yeah.
moment.
Yeah.
He played the guy
that
owned the house.
Yeah.
Where they had all the weird masks.
Okay.
Right.
Remember, he hooked up with that young girl, and she did a speedball, and Tom Cruise comes up and saves her, and they're showing her jugs and stuff.
What a horrible movie that was.
That was not a bad movie.
One of the worst movies I've ever
Man,
seen.
I liked it. Did you like it, Snake?
Yeah, I did. I thought it was really good.
It's one of the best things Tom Cruise has ever done. I give it a B minus.
It's no Mummy, but...
Right.
It's up there.
Have you seen any films lately, Cobra?
No, I haven't.
I can do that. Eyes Wide. That gets an F.
The Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd are teaming up again for a big tour.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like that. Because you'll have to go to it and sit through Lynyrd Skynyrd.
God, can you imagine the loogie laughs on that tour bus?
That was great!
That was great!
Oh,
that's the sick one.
Just listen to all the tar down there.
Oh,
you're gross!
Wait. I like to go back to the other
one.
Oh,
I don't want to hear him suck that down again.
Wait, I want to know, you think that after he did this lap and sucked that back in, and I was sitting right in front of him, do you think that he spit that out at some point, or do you think he swallowed that?
Swallowed it.
That is so disgusting.
Do you think there's any tar and or nicotine being snorted back into his larynx? Who is that? Ricky Medlock?
I don't know. You were there.
I think it was Ricky Medlock. Well, anyway, the stinking tour, the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd, the two staples of Southern music, won't be coming to Texas.
Son of a bitch!
Good God.
Well, where are they going to go?
Everywhere but Texas.
Well, I'm telling you right now, when they unfurl their big rebel flag up there in the east, they're not going to like that.
They might
ought to come down here.
I've already started looking like, because I want to see the Allman Brothers. I was trying to see like maybe if during training camp they'd be in California, but no, they're up in like New York City then. They're playing everywhere but Texas.
Well, they'll add that day.
Yeah, sure. Surely they will.
I mean, both those bands do great here.
Texas.
I mean, Lynyrd Skynyrd not playing Dallas, that's insanity.
Yeah, why would they come here? Why would Doofus, what was the band's name? Sloan Van Zandt. Why would they come here on a little promo radio thing and not come and actually play here?
Where did Sloan come from?
I couldn't think of Van Zandt.
They'll add that to it.
It'll be added. Don't worry.
All right, tell me if you think this is creepy. There was a Motley Crue show on March the 6th.
Do you have audio for this part of E! News that
won't
get played?
Search Dr. Feelgood.
That's a good song. Nothing wrong with Dr. Feelgood. That's a good song. That's a good iPod song.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's a great iPod.
This so taints your iPod. Taint. Right, Mike, taint.
I just wanted this played where Ryder'd have to hear it.
You think this is a good song?
It's awful. It's like everything they ever did.
It'll
you don't
worse.
Like girls, girls, girls?
No.
You don't like Home
Shout
Sweet
Home?
Devil?
No.
I love it when all those bands put out all this hard rock and stuff, but then they had to get mellow, so they brought Home Sweet Home.
You know, that's the one song that my parents, the In the Beginning song, that they thought that I would maybe be worshiping the devil.
What, Home Sweet Home?
Home Sweet Home.
Right? Shout at the Devil?
Yeah, Shout at the Devil.
The prelude to Shout at the Devil.
Yeah, that satanic crap that
in
starts.
In the beginning.
Many lifetimes later.
What? It's all about
children
it's very
damned,
Hail Satan. And so,
stand up and shout at the devil.
Yeah.
So your parents thought you were worshiping the devil because you liked that?
Yeah.
And you know what? Compared to all the stuff they have now,
the
this
darkest
is like
pits of hell with
so
the blackest
tame.
Of hate.
Don't we have that?
I don't know. Is that in their grooves?
In the beginning. Isn't it called In the Beginning?
I think it's called In the Beginning by Motley Crue. It's evil, man.
Yeah, but it's so stupid evil. You think those guys were worshiping the devil?
No, they were cashing a check.
Right.
And dying from heroin overdose.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, so Motley Crue was having a show on March the 6th in Baltimore when a woman, 32-year-old Tracy Tetso, this isn't funny, was reported missing by her husband after she didn't meet friends at the Red, White, and Crue tour show at the MCI Center. So then there was a big reward put up for $10,000, and the band says that they will match the $10,000. And they're trying to increase publicity about the woman's disappearance.
So they never found her?
No.
Well, do they even suspect anything? Was she kidnapped? Was she...
No one knows.
Have the police been informed? Is she married?
Well, it was March 6th. Yeah, she was reported missing by her husband after she didn't meet friends. You know what?
It's very simple. She got tired of her husband and she ran off. She ran off with another guy. Ran off with another dude and got her a fake ID and she's living in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, but what if she's dead, Mike?
Jeez Louise, man.
God.
Then he collects the life insurance on her.
That is terrible.
Mike Reiner.
You're a real jerko. You know that?
Suck it.
See, wow. Everything's negative with you. You're so demanding.
You laugh at death, and when we call you on it, you say that. Just because you went to college this weekend.
Yeah, ooh, look at me.
Frat guy Mike, look at me.
Wearing your letter tank top.
By the way, do you have the story on why Paris Hilton?
Jesus Grooms.
Huh?
You have the Paris Hilton story on why?
Which one?
On why she kicked Nicole Richie out.
Okay, the rumor is, and this is such speculation, is that, what time is it right now?
6:08.
Oh, 6:08 on the ticket.
Hey, Mike.
And now it's time for the Daily Hilton Sister Update.
Oh, Mike.
Satisfying the insatiable appetite of Mike Reiner, who abnormally obsesses over the sluts known as Paris and Nikki.
I do.
Now, here's your host, Snake.
This, of course, is satisfying Mike Reiner and his, well, once again, it was proven this weekend. He's trying to get younger at that position, and so he went and played a fraternity party this weekend.
And we've got pictures.
Yeah, we have photos of him canoodling with drunk girls. And, of course, this all stems from his obsession with Paris Hilton. Now, the big Paris Hilton-Nicole Richie fallout.
There is no obsession.
The rumor is, and I don't know if I believe this or not, but it's a good rumor.
You know, the timing's bad because Nicole Richie's hot now.
I know.
She looks great.
Maybe that's why she got canned.
No, none of them.
Well, hot now compared to when?
When she first went on that show.
Looks better now than she did then.
Yeah,
she was all dumpy.
Yeah, and real doughy.
She looked like Lionel.
She's got a lot of plastic work done.
You think?
I think so.
She's been to see Dr. 90210?
A lot of tummy tucking, a lot of calf implants.
A lot of boob stuffage.
Right.
Jugs.
So anyway, Paris Hilton was supposed to have like a little girly get-together video party where girls, you know, show up in their 90s and take showers and...
No, they were going to her hosting Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah. I mean, she's having a party to host Saturday Night Live, and Nicole Richie was in charge of putting the tape in, and she thought it'd be a funny gag.
She did not put the sex tape in.
Yes, she did. And by the way, this was reported by the Star. So
yeah,
I
don't know if I believe that.
I believe it.
And doesn't surprise me.
Why does he get a free pass on subscribing to the Star?
I don't. How do I get a free pass?
It is a little odd. You know what? The most embarrassing things about you guys, well, Mike's got a laundry list a mile long.
You know what? I don't care.
He's got more than me.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
You watch The View. You watch Idol. You watch Cold Pizza.
What's wrong with cold pizza?
And all I do everything.
All I do is subscribe to the Star.
You watch the Star.
No, I subscribe to
it. Or you subscribe to the Star, and you wear gay shirts.
Yeah.
And you get your feet done.
And so does Reiner now.
Yeah, that's true, I do.
That's gay cancellation.
You know, I don't care. Just call me gay. I might be gay.
Might as well.
So is that enough, though,
that's
to drive...
That's certainly usable.
Is that enough to drive a wedge between two buddies... Putting in the old sex tape.
Yes. With the egos you're talking about with her, and she probably just chooses to believe those don't exist and that everybody in America hadn't seen that.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden she's got all of her little buddies over there. And plus, she's a star of that show, and she can flex her muscles and get her fired. You know, she probably said, okay, everybody's sitting around probably laughing, slapping their knees, pterodactyling around. And then Paris Hilton said, okay, well, you think this is funny? Well, watch this old gag I've got. You're out.
Yeah, but I think Nicole Richie quit.
According to the Star.
Okay, well, got to back the Star.
Well, they're always right.
And the actors on Will and Grace have received a significant pay hike to stick around for one more season.
Reported by the Star months ago that they were going to walk out. Seriously.
I believe you, Hammer.
They will make $600,000 per episode, the four stars. Deborah Messing, Sean Hayes, Aaron McCormick, Eric McCormick, and Megan Mullally.
I love Megan Mullally.
I do, too.
Oh, why? Because she's hot.
Why do you love her? Why are they making that much money?
She looks like Petunia Pig.
She does look like Petunia Pig.
No, she's got fat arms.
She's oddly hot.
Extremely hot. She's got pig arms.
Right.
Deborah Messing?
To me, she is.
Now, you'd have nothing to do with Deborah Messing, Mike, because she's too thin.
Oh, she doesn't own a boob.
No, she doesn't.
out.
Megan Mullally's arms need to be severed and put in a giant gallon jug at a Oak Cliff convenience store.
Jug? Why Oak Cliff?
That's where they have the pickled pig's feet.
Well, they don't have pickled fat arm.
She's not bad. And don't say that you don't like her because of that voice, because that's not a real
voice.
That's
a fake voice. I know. All right, we got to go. We have a lot of things. And I promise we'll find the audio.
Yeah, we found it.
We did?
Yeah. Just
play
now.
Let's play it.
Where was it?
I don't know. Kevin found it.
Kevin Scott, you can count on him for about anything.
Was it in that cut, Kevin, or was it labeled something else?
No, I pulled it off television. I don't know if it's where you got it. This is about 15 seconds long. How long was yours?
About 40.
Oh, okay.
Mine kicked your ass.